Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Everybody, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. You've got me, Linda Irwin, and my ETs. You've got Jan Drake Bakke and those wonderful animal totems and sometimes even aura colors. And you've got Dawn Mitchell, Mystic Haven, with her magic and her intuition. Hey, everybody, I hope you're having a great evening. If you're in an area where there are thunderstorms, we're sending energy to protect your energy and electricity that's going on wherever you're at. We've been having them for 3 days now. Whoa. Hi, Dawn. Wow. Why don't you tell everybody what's going on with you and all about you?
To me?
Yep.
Hi, everybody. Alegria. This is Dawn, also known as Mystic Haven. I am a natural-born psychic medium. I have been using these gifts and abilities for my whole life, pretty much. I get messages from spirit, which shows me what is going on with somebody at the time of their reading. And any messages that come through from those who have passed, I also pass those on. And oftentimes you will also get pets, believe it or not, which are normally, you know, noisier than the people. But and I am also a high priestess of the craft for over 30 years, so magic is a very real part of my life. And I use, you know, all of these things together in a combination, you know, with a tremendous amount of love to help others. And that's, you know, I mean, there's a lot more, but that's pretty much, you know, most of it in a nutshell. So there you have it.
Oh, thank you. Yes, everybody, I'm recommending Dawn, and I'm recommending Jan. Jan, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and then wind that up with a wonderful poem.
Oh, great. Thank you, Linda. Yeah, my name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I have been doing the animal totems, and they sort of came out years ago when I was in an earthquake, and I've told this story a million times on air, but that's when it all started, when we had an earthquake in Vegas, and I got woken up by this big butterfly, and it kind of took me towards my mom, and she needed me, and I was sort of sleepwalking, but I saw this big butterfly, and then I woke up and realized we were in an earthquake, but it got me up to go help my mother, and she was really happy to see me, and from then on, I sort of didn't really know what that was all about, but I knew it was a special dream, and then it just sort of escalated when I met Jethro Smith and got involved with the Psychics Gone Wild group and met all these amazing people who were so gifted and talented. And then all of a sudden I'm getting more and more animals coming through, and now we're sharing them on the radio here, and it's just fantastic, and I'm just thrilled to do it. And that's what I've been doing.
How about that wonderful poem?
Oh, sure. Well, I had like three to choose from tonight. I wasn't sure which one, but I just feel like the chakra poem, I just feel that one right now. So I'm going to read that one. It's just a small one. And it goes, we can breathe in white light that circles our whole being. We can breathe out love and peace that is as soft as a butterfly's wing. Those wondrous chakras of rainbow colors are just the beginning. They are part of our body's spectacular energy system that are spinning. Remember to say a prayer before your meditation and say one after when you are through. This keeps your atmosphere within and without you clear and flowing for you. The spirit world will open up to you and your new attention to experience wondrous divine messages that are giving you peace, serenity, and God's higher dimension. That's it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout-out to all the guests that are listening in tonight, Angie and Brenda and Renus. I want to thank DC Love, Lori Connell, and Carlene Heller in the chat room for helping out tonight. Love you, ladies. Love you to pieces.
Woo-hoo,
yes, huh? I decided to call this Thoughtful Thursday. And I thought maybe each of you could share a little bit about what thoughtful really means to you. Dawn?
Oh, what's thoughtful. Oh, my. Jen, why don't you go first on that? Let me give that
okay.
spot.
Sure. Well, thoughtful about how, you know, in general, if I'm thinking of my daily life, thoughtful about what I want to do for my husband in the morning to get his food ready and, you know, and what he likes the best for what he needs his lunch and stuff. You know, there's daily things like that of thoughtfulness, you know, that we can do for others, you know, serving our husbands or our mates or whoever our mates may be, or just thoughtful in general of everything that we do in life, instead of, you know, keeping the spirit, our Holy Spirit, our energy, our higher purpose, our higher, whatever you want to call your higher power, whatever you call it, may be in our thoughts, and that could be our first thought of the day, and that could be a thoughtful thing inside of us first, you know, of how shall I go on this day as a spiritual person and all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? I think of that during the day, even though I don't always think of the spiritual realm, because you go into daily life and you have all these physical things you have to do. But that could be a thoughtful thing in your day. Just overall, thinking about others, really, and what can we do for others is a thoughtful thing. And so that's what I would say in general right now.
Oh, that's lovely. Dawn, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just agree with a lot with Jen there. Yeah, it's awful. Nobody's life is perfect. We all have, you know, problems and situations that come up. But I do have to agree, you know, as far as, you know, thought becomes form. And I think, you know, a lot of times people forget that, how you think, you know, think toward others, especially, you know, has a major impact, because, you know, if you start your day with the first thought being, I am thankful for this day and everything and everyone that is in it, you know, that will actually, because it's a positive thought, it brings positive actions toward others. So in turn, being thoughtful to others. But I have to agree with Jen, pretty much summed up a lot of it.
Well, I agree with both of you.
I like
yes.
that, too. I do, too.
I think that's fabulous. Well, the number to call, if you're listening, 773-897-6461. Get in the queue, get on the air, or if you just want to listen, don't press 1. If you do want to talk to us, press 1. And again, everybody, be sure to visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. Schedule that personal one-on-one in-depth reading. We have over a dozen very gifted, intuitive, talented people that are very caring and loving and very, very competitively priced. Also, visit www.psychicsgonewild.com, because August is the month We've gone to the dogs. Yes, we have. We're not only wild, but we're also caring for those fur babies. Put your contest photographs in and get prizes. Well, we have 440 waiting. We also have 603-352-413-347 and 313 and 315 waiting. So looks like maybe we better think about going wild on our callers. How about it?
Yes.
Woohoo! Yay!
Woohoo! All right, we're going to start out with 440. Hi, you're on with the Wild Bunch.
Well, good evening, the Wild Bunch. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, could I have your name, please?
Hi, it's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne. And what can we do for you?
Well, I was wondering what you might see in the way of a relationship coming in for me.
Okay. Ooh. I'm actually seeing one that's on its way out, either one that's been recently didn't work out for you, or one that perhaps you're still holding on to the feelings for. And that one had a very strong shadow side to it. But the one that's coming in is a very thoughtful, very personable type. They're a little bit older, and they are also one that works with a lot of reading and meditating and things that are quiet activities but are very inside, turned very inward as far as knowing who they are and understanding the people in their lives. And that's a good one to be with because that's one that will treat you kindly. I'm feeling like the last one you had wasn't so nice to you. And I hate to say that. I have to go wait for those people after school by the bike rack. You know what I mean, Marianne?
Yeah.
So I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Jan, would you like to go next?
Okay. Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Hi. I get a picture of a very happy dog here. And so the dog in general wasn't sure if it was for you or for the person coming in. But anyway, that's just the message from the dog. And keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for something purely out of the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute even if you face some negativity or disappointment, but show your love and appreciation in creative ways. Give your loyalty to those you love and cherish. And you may be feeling lonely and in need of companionship, but do your best when you go out to work and serve humanity, and you like to serve humanity in some ways, and you are very loyal to your friends and community. And so it says when you're facing a difficulty or challenge, and feel like giving up, just remember that the dog is there to give you a lot of protection and strength and companionship and is working on your side and on this other person's side to make a solid situation happening. That's what it feels like to me. So, yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Don?
But it was interesting when Linda was first started reading you, I had pretty much picked up on the same thing as from what I was shown. This individual has light hair, like blondish hair, okay? Then, yes, I have to agree, very, very gentle soul, very much grounded type of person, does not like to cause harm to others and does not like to be harmed.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But very patient, very compassionate. So this is a very good person for you. The time frame that I got on this is within, from what Spirit was saying, within 3 months, but not to rush it. It will take place in the proper time.
Okay.
Okay? Spirit says don't rush it.
Okay.
Take your time with it. Okay?
Very good.
All right? Because it will progress. You know, just be patient. It's like, you know, a baby learning how to walk.
Yep.
Because, you know, let it progress from there. And it will. It will. It'll be a very calming thing for you.
Great.
It'll be good for you. All right?
Very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
All righty. Bye.
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 And I want to remind everybody, too, that in addition to going to Psychics Gone Wild, you can now call toll-free to schedule those appointments. That's right. You can call 1-844-935-7200 and leave a message, and they will get right back to you as soon as they can. All right, the next one we're bringing on, area code 603. Would you like to speak with me, Dawn and Jan?
I would. Hi, guys. Hi, Jan. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. I'm so glad to talk Aww. To you. I haven't heard your voice in so long.
So glad you called in.
Me too. I always end up missing you guys. But I got back from I had to go to drop my daughter off about an hour or so away, and I'm like, I got to get back in time. I need to talk to them. I don't think I talked to you, Dawn. I'm not familiar with you, but it's nice to meet you.
Oh, you too, honey. I used to be on Monday nights, and then they Jethro moved me over to Thursday nights.
Okay. Yeah. I'm really emotional. I'm really missing my boyfriend right now, and I don't know if his vacation is over tomorrow, if he's going to be back soon, but I miss him. I just want to know if he's thinking about me right now, too, if he's going to be home soon.
Well, I have to ask you this because I actually got two cards that show alcohol in them. There's a man and a woman holding alcohol, and I'm seeing somebody also that's very withdrawn in the third card. I know it's not a very good question to ask, but does he have an addiction problem?
Oh, no.
Okay, is he distracted by someone, maybe in his family or friend that he would help that does have an addiction problem?
No, they're social drinkers. He's with family right now.
Well, if it's not happening now, I see that this could possibly be coming up and could be a problem in the future. It may not be anybody he knows right at this point or is aware of that is involved in this situation. But it's something to keep an eye open for. Okay.
I mean, I drink occasionally, sometimes a little too much.
Oh, no, this isn't you. Uh-uh.
Okay.
This feels like somebody that's in his circle.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know of any, no family members really that are around that have problems. We've talked about different things. Nobody that I know of.
Okay. Well, let me draw three more and see if I can get any clarification on who this might be pertaining to.
Hi.
Well, I'm seeing an older male that's bald-headed, and I'm also seeing a woman who is very controlling. So this is who this pertains to in a circle. But I also see with that the Golden Liberation card, which means that if he can't resolve the situation, he will be able to extricate himself from it gracefully.
His father's 86 years old. I think he's kind of bald. I haven't seen him in a while. There's been tension, a lot of tension between him and his dad.
Okay.
They haven't spoken since a certain incident. They're both very stubborn.
Okay, I'm asking Star Family. They have problems sometimes with our physical stuff. They said it could be something like prescriptions that he's addicted to or something like that. It doesn't necessarily have to be alcohol. It's something that numbs the brain, so to speak.
Okay. I don't know if his father is a drinker or anything else, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, just be aware
that
the
only person he's had tension with, besides maybe another friend. I don't know if there's issues between them.
Okay. Well, like I said, just something to be aware of if it comes up and to be supportive.
Okay.
All right, Dawn, I'm going to ask you to go next.
Sure. Your main question had been, does he miss you and things like that? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. When he comes back, he may not be readily willing to talk about you know, how things went at first. Give him time and he will. Okay, let him vent, because he's going to want to vent.
I'm sure he will.
Kind of listen. Yeah, just kind of listen. And but yes, the coming, it's almost going to be like, oh, good, I'm home. I'm back with people who understand me more or less, you know what I mean, type of thing. So, yes, he'll be back. And, yes, he does think about you, and, yes, he does miss you. So, not to worry there.
Okay.
Okay. Jan?
Hi, Jan.
Yeah. Hey, Ruth. I did a small reading before the show, because we had talked a little bit, and I'll just say a couple things before the animal. But I saw like a big picture window of water, like water outside of the window, like a house on the water or a boat on the water, something like that. And I was wondering if you live near the water, is there water around or something?
There's a cottage in Maine that is in his family that I've been dying for him to take me to again. It's where we kind of first knew that we were attracted to each other almost 2 years ago. And it's right in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. And it's like the cottage is right there. Then you walk across the path and the water, the ocean's right there. And it's so beautiful. I want to go there so bad before the summer's over.
Oh. Well, I really saw this very big clearly. So maybe, I don't know, maybe you will be. Then I wondered about somebody who he works with. And there's somebody who he works with that I'm wondering about. And so, that he's maybe, I don't know, he this is maybe who he'll vent to you about. I don't know. But anyway, so I can
talk. Well, he works
talk,
at a
I can,
facility. He works at a jail. He's a sheriff.
Correctional. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I saw police is what I saw. He's a policeman or he's a sheriff?
He's my sheriff. I call him my sheriff. He's a correctional officer.
So he wears
the sheriff uniform, and I just love it.
Okay. Awesome, because I was getting like a police place type of scene. And so, okay, cool. All right, well, I was on the right track. But during that reading, just before the show, I saw a giraffe and in that situation. But right now, when you come on, I see a dove. Let me just tell you what the dove says, because the dove is coming through very clearly. And it says, express your love to as many people as possible in words and in deeds, even in small yet significant ways. The soul of someone who's recently passed is making a smooth, peaceful, and joyous transition. This is a powerful time of prophecy and clear vision, and now more than ever, you're able to glimpse the future. You're experiencing a spiritual renewal that's the result of a period of intense self-examination and challenges. This is a good time to stay home and enjoy your domestic side. It's an important time to nurture yourself with loving care. So, anyway, that's basically what the dove is giving you right now as a message. And,
it'll
and it says you're both gentle. What's
sorry.
That?
It'll be a
no,
year.
No, that's...
It'll be a year on the 22nd that my husband had passed.
Oh.
Did he have dark hair? Did he have dark hair?
My husband?
Yes.
No. When you said giraffe, it made me think of Steve because he's 6'4", and I'm like 5'3".
Oh.
Because what?
Because
Steve is 5'3"?
No, Steve is 6'4". I'm 5'3".
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, the giraffe must have been for him then when I saw that, because I was getting...
No, what's the giraffe mean?
Huh?
What does the giraffe mean?
The giraffe, okay, let's see. Very quickly here, and I should know it by now. Shoot. Okay. They try to reach. They're reaching out and trying to reach farther than what. Keep your head up and have faith and trust your gut regarding the situation you're dealing with at present. You'll have to reach a bit. That's what they do. But you'll achieve your goal. Keep your eye on the possibilities that are on the horizon. It's better not to act too hastily in this situation. Spend some social time with friends and family. Make it a point to be a better listener and be clearer in your communication, both professional and personal relationships.
communication. Always falls in with us.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go sit in this hot tub tonight, ladies.
Yeah, be good to yourself.
I need to rest and cry. I miss him.
Aw.
Well,
but
don't cry.
I
just
did
know
agree
that...
with...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. The first thing I had gotten in that afternoon reading today was I did agree with Don that he will be visiting you again soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be supportive for whatever is coming up around him, as it sounds like he's going to have a bit of a struggle. So
yeah,
don't take
well,
it personal
been,
if he's distracted, okay? He does love you.
Yeah. I haven't, I haven't emailed him on vacation or texted him. He texts me, and I just leave him be because I know he needs this time.
Okay, well, keep the hot tub going, and the three of us will join you later, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you, ladies. You're awesome.
Thank
you're
you.
Awesome.
You're awesome. Okay. And we're going to take the next caller is 352. What can we do for you?
Hi, ladies. This is Kathy in Florida. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Kathy.
Hey,
Kathy.
I just have like a question. If you see any long distance moves in my future with my current main squeeze, I guess you'd call him.
Okay. I see. Actually, a white rescue ship coming. Which a white rescue ship in the ET cards simply means that whatever it is that you've been struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to come to an end, that they've been watching over you and they're helping you to resolve whatever it is you don't like going on. The second card I see is you as a very strong intuitive, helping to bring the situation about for yourself. So if you're wanting to move, you're going to be able to do that. And there is a man with you. And he's somebody that's very thoughtful, very, again, another gentle type soul, but very, very intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds like him.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
We'll take Dan next this time.
Okay. It's just about coming through, and I'm seeing the head of a moose.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, where we're thinking of moving to Michigan is the moose capital of the world.
No way.
Yeah, I swear, that's what it says. It's Newberry, Michigan. And there's a huge sign there that the moose capital of the world.
Well, I hope that's a good sign there. So let's see. That is a good sign. You can feel proud of your recent accomplishment and share it enthusiastically with others, not to be boastful or competitive, but for the simple joy of sharing. It's important to encourage others with their dreams and visions and by supporting their triumphs. You have the strength and ability to endure this emotionally turbulent period. Others will soon be looking to you for direction, inspiration, and guidance. This is a time to explore new depths of awareness and be prepared for increased sensitivities. And as you find your... wait a second. Sometimes you can be very patient, such as when you're teaching youngsters with new skills. But sometimes you came into this world with strong intuition and psychic sensitivity, and you're also very discerning about what to say, when to say it, and whom to say it to. So I don't know. I think this is a neat animal, and it says a lot of stuff about you that I already know, so that's cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's right, because we talk all the time.
Yeah. But I'm glad to know that it's the capital of Michigan, the animal capital of Michigan.
The moose capital of Michigan. Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Wow.
That's really neat.
Awesome. Well, Spirit says on this one, honey, not to be afraid. The choices that you're going to be making, you guys are on the right track. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, it's almost like a teal blue or like a sapphire. No, it is like a teal blue surrounding this, which, my interpretation with the colors that are shown, it's a very positive energy that is with it. It's like this beautiful teal color, and it's a very, very positive thing. So the decisions that you guys are in the process of making, don't be afraid to say, okay, well, yes, let's make that step. Because Spirit is saying this will be a good move, okay? Yeah.
Does anybody know when this will happen? Like, will it happen, like, in this year, next year, the year after? Or does it really say that?
Oh, if I can get a time frame on this one. I know it's going to be soon. It's going to be soon. Let's see here. You guys are kind of looking toward the end of this year, but you may choose, again, everything's based on choice. You may choose to wait until after the holiday season because there shows a possible hesitation here. So really the choice will be up to you.
Okay.
So you can choose to stay where you are, you know, through the holiday season, or you can choose to go prior to that. It is choice. But in either, it doesn't matter, you know, when you choose to go, in either case, it is still it'll be a good thing for both of you. Yeah.
It'll be a good move. Okay, great. Awesome. Well, you ladies just made my
day.
I appreciate
all right.
It.
All right.
Yeah,
I got on to him. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I got tremendous, really positive energy with this. So, this would be a really good thing for you guys. Because you're like a power couple. You really are.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Kathy, and send us some postcards from Moose, Michigan, okay?
I'm going to send you a picture of the picture that I took up there when I went up there, where it says Newberry, the moose capital of the world.
Okay, oh, I love it.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Good night. And this one actually has been in the queue longer. They just forgot to press 1. So we'll go ahead and sneak them on next here. 614, we know who you are, but tell everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Lori.
Yeah, chat room helper.
Yes. You guys are doing a great job.
Oh.
Thank you. I didn't really call in for a reading. I just wanted to pop in and say hi.
Hi.
Well, hi. So, I mean, if something pops up, you can give it to me. That's fine.
Actually, I did draw 3 cards for you.
Okay. Linda, great. Go ahead.
Awesomeness. Well, we've got you as an ascended being. This means that this is the lifetime that you are working on everything that you've worked on lifetimes past and bringing it out to your highest good and to everyone's highest good that meets you. But I'm also seeing a conflict with a male and a conflict with a female in here. And I don't know if this is resonating with you right now, but they're telling you to pull on your positive energy and your abilities to keep these people at a distance to you because they're causing some problems. Does that resonate?
Yes, it could be some family. I just moved.
Yeah.
And I had shoulder problems and I think it was just the negativity getting to me.
Well, I went ahead and pulled three more cards to see to try to narrow it down here.
Okay.
One of these problems has been going on for roughly 20 years, give or take.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But I'm
right.
also showing, too, that the extraterrestrials are watching over you because they showed me the card for them to be looking over you. And that
okay.
the male that you're having problems with right now is your strongest difficulty. And it's through communication misunderstanding.
Yes,
something
yes.
that you two are talking about is not resonating on both sides. And so there's some hurt feelings back and forth.
Right.
Does that resonate?
Yes. Yes, that's my so-called husband. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Dawn, did you want to add anything?
Oh, let me see. I don't know. You pretty much said everything that I was being shown on this one.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of interesting, you know, because sometimes, you know, a reader will, you know, they'll start reading somebody and then we're shown, like, the same exact thing. So it's like,
right.
well, you just covered all the bases, you know. Oh, it's everything. Said, so.
Well, this shows we're all
cool.
in tune, right?
Yeah. Just stay the course. You know what? Don't let things stress you out. You know, Jan once told me, right before I started working with Psychics Gone Wild, I had called in for a reading, and Jan had given me a reading using the animal totems and whatnot. And she once gave me some really good advice. When you start feeling stressed out, be like a big blowfish, and just go, and just blow it out,
Right, exhale.
And you know what? I still do that.
Right.
It works. I mean, come on. I live with a 4-year-old. You got to learn how to do that. You got to be
right.
No, and I'm a single mother, so imagine. Okay, add that stress on top, right? So
right.
be a blowfish. Don't let these things stress you out because it works.
Okay.
Cool.
Jan, you have anything?
I do. I'm glad that I didn't know. I'm glad that I said that.
You did, and it worked. I must do it like 20
cool.
times a day. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, Lori, I saw birds again, and but I couldn't get the clearest picture of it. It, you know, it looked like these lovebirds. It looked like two lovebirds. So I'm wondering if the two lovebirds are the two that they're talking about, the man and the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of thinking that could be. But then it started to fly across, you know, and it
mm-hmm.
was a big dragonfly. So the two lovebirds turned into a dragonfly, and I felt like the dragonfly was coming in stronger. So I want to give you that one.
Okay.
And it says, And it says, be on the lookout for any falsehoods, deceit, or illusions that are clouding a current situation or relationship. You're being entirely too rational about everything, and really need to tap into your deeper emotions. And this is a time when the magic and mystery of life is awakening for you, reawakening for you. And it's important now to recharge your psychic energy, which you can do by regularly meditating. And you are going through a major transformation, so enjoy this process. And you have a strong connection to the nature spirits and love gardening and working with plants. And you're also a master of seeing through illusion, whether others or your own. So, yeah, cool.
Oh,
dragonflies.
Wow, yeah. Yeah. I get a lot of dragonflies here. Uh-huh.
Cool.
I do.
Well,
okay,
awesome,
thank
Lori.
You, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for your help along with DC Love and Carlene in the chat room tonight, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Remember to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com or call toll-free 1-844-935-7200 to schedule that personal one-on-one in-depth reading. Take the time and take as many questions as you want to schedule that reading and have that personal time. It really means a lot if you could do that, because it's much more time than we can give you on the air on these short mini readings. So we want you to have the best, so be sure to go there and check out over a dozen people we've got in our Psychics Gone Wild family. Okay, going on now to 413, you're on with Dawn, Jan, and me. Hi.
Oh, hi, ladies. Hi, this is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
I just want to know what my guides want me to know and what animal spirits I have around me.
Okay, the ET cards I'm pulling for you are to be stronger in your communications. It's showing me that sometimes you will not stand your ground if somebody confronts you, like on social media, for example, and that you need to be authentic in yourself. Be a light warrior. This is the second card that I'm getting, and that ties
in with that.
Be a light warrior. And they're also showing me a new friendship with an older female that can kind of mentor you in that. I don't know if this has happened yet or if it's going to happen soon. Does that resonate?
Well, to stand your ground, I've been standing my ground up against some very hardcore criminals for 6 years now, and the people who are supposed to be helping me haven't been helping me at all. They're kind of using me as bait, which is why I'm in the situation that I'm in right now. So I stand my ground. I don't have a problem with that. It's people in positions of power who've been taking advantage of me. And I've been writing to congressmen. I've been, writing to journalists. I've been, for 6 years now, this has been going on while they investigate. So, I stand my ground.
Well, maybe the reason they're showing me this is the connection with this person you either recently met or haven't met yet, this older woman who might be able to help you. And they're also telling me, too, that if you're not getting things done the way you want them to, there is a chance you could actually start a petition to get the officials to listen to you. I'm kind of in that situation. I'm going to be doing that soon. I'm going to be going through change.org to get things in motion in my situation. So that might be something you can consider. But let's turn it over to Dawn.
Okay.
Yeah. What is your birth sign, honey?
Oh, I'm a Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio. So I saw it, yeah. I kind of got that red energy with you. And it was interesting because when Linda was on the cards for you, Spirit was saying on this one, you need to use a red candle. Okay, not only is red a power color, red will give you protection. Okay, if you go ahead and focus on a red candle, okay, and you talk to your guides, and your guides will speak with you, okay, you call upon your archangel, Michael, okay, to protect you, because there is danger around you. Okay, there is danger around you. This protection will basically shield you from the harm that people are trying to do. Okay, so if you focus on that red candle, you light that candle and you call upon your guides, you call upon, Michael to guide you and protect you as you are going through this and to open the doors that need to be opened. And then, let that candle burn all the way down. Let it go. And then just release it out to the universe. The universe will do what it needs to do to intercede on your behalf. Okay? But right now, protection is a big thing. You do need that protection, but it was definitely, showing the Spirit was saying, tell her to use a red candle for protection.
Okay.
But if necessary, if you can get your hands on some dragon's blood incense as well, almost do it like in a circle around you as well. This will also protect you, and also the oil itself, the dragon's blood oil. Very, very powerful protection. Okay.
And again, you know, the universe will open the doors, but pull that protection around you. Okay.
Okay.
Spirit is really emphasizing on this one. Things will turn out the way they're supposed to turn out, but you know, they're just saying really she needs to protect herself. And it's not just from, you know, any kind of physical harm. It's emotional. It's psychological. It's also verbal.
It's everything. I mean, they've made physical attacks on me. This is something that I worked for a very large law firm in New York City, and I found out about some criminal activity there that I refused to go along with. And then I found out about more, and then I found out about more, and you know, at that point it was already being investigated. But, you know, when it got to a higher level, it just prolonged everything, and nobody will help me. I mean, it's one of those things that every time I reach out to someone for help, either, you know, the FBI or the criminals themselves will stop them from helping me, depending on how it goes, because they utilize law enforcement themselves. They have a lot of connections, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, again, I would advise maybe getting a petition started to get to the officials that you think will help you. And petition sites will walk you through the process. You can get the petitions out worldwide.
Yeah, I sign petitions, but a petition isn't going to do. This is high-level organized criminal activity. I mean, I've been writing to members of Congress, begging them for help for years. You know, members of the Judiciary Committee, members of the Civil Rights, Human Rights Subcommittee. I mean, the people that I used to work for engage in money laundering and drug trafficking with both domestic and foreign drug traffickers. So,
very dangerous. Dangerous stuff.
Yeah. Jan, did you have any advice from the animal totems?
I think so. This is a really scary situation, and as soon as you start to talk, I saw tons of these wasps, like tons of them swarming. So, and then after that I saw the duck. So let's see what the wasp says here. Whatever task is before you, jump in and go for it with enthusiasm and determination. Consider making a study of sacred geometry and how it applies to your life. For the next few weeks, focus on fulfilling your responsibilities and personal obligations. Break out of your routine and do something that's adventurous. Lead with your heart, not with your mind. That's interesting. Whatever you've dreamed of, put some plans into action to help you realize them. Call on the wasp when you're going through a period of tangled emotions and you want to stay centered as much as possible. You may be in a bit of a rut and want to break out. You've been wishing and dreaming about something and now want to work toward this manifestation. And you feel the need for emotional and physical nourishment and support. So that's what you need. You do. You need support for this. And it sounds like you're not getting enough of it.
I'm not getting any at all. I mean,
yeah.
Right now I have no place to go. I used up the last little bit of money that I have to recuperate in a motel, a cheap motel, for a couple weeks just to get some sleep. But I'm going to end up back out on the streets. And I'm going to be, mm-hmm. you know, at their mercy again.
Mm.
At the job, you mean?
Oh, they've blocked me from getting any kind of unemployment for the last 6 years. They, you know, the few small crappy jobs that they allowed me to get, they paid the people to harass me and bully me, I mean, unendingly. I mean, it was just nonstop. And they do the same thing everywhere I go. I mean, these people, you know, they've done this before, you know, when they want to intimidate a witness. They, you know, they just have people everywhere. They go bully them, and they utilize law enforcement,
right.
local law enforcement to do it. They first of all, they slander me, and that's how they get people to want to help them. You know, they've told people that I'm a racist, that I'm, you know, that I'm an addict, that I'm a whore, that I'm, you know, I'm all kinds of really malicious, nasty things, you know, and people are happy to go along with it, you know, especially if they're getting paid for it, you know, and they, these people have the money to do it.
Right. I know. Gosh, that's so awful. I'm wondering if you might want to go, I know you don't have money, but when I was in a weird situation one time, and a lot of weird things were happening to me, and I was in a dangerous work situation, I went to this counselor, and she gave me a lot of advice. She just, she knew a lot about it. She had worked with a lot of people about
I contacted a lawyer who is very familiar with all of this, and he has his own private investigative firm that's, you know, top-notch firm, and they've, they've been working on it, but they don't, I haven't been allowed to talk to him. He hasn't been allowed to talk to me, and nobody's helped me. They, I know that they're around. They let me know that they're around, but nobody's intervened when I've been attacked. Nobody's, you know, nobody's done anything to protect me at all. They just leave me to fend for myself because that's what the feds want. That's what, you know, and they can do that. They have the power to do that, and nobody in Congress. Congress, the people in Congress are the only people who have the authority to stop them, and they won't. And I've been writing to them every single day for years.
Wow. Well, I keep researching, trying to find people that are outside and away from the people you're currently dealing with.
Yeah, the thing is, they have so much surveillance on me. Every time I reach out to someone, they did what they pretended were background checks on me years ago, and they contacted everyone I ever worked for, everyone I knew, you know, old friends, you know, anyone they could find, and they, you know, they spread all that slander to my old friends, you know, people who should know me, you know, they don't want anything to do with me, you know, I mean, my own family, my family is kind of happy about it because I'm the one who was successful, you know, I'm the one who always stood up for myself. I'm, you know, I broke out of, I was, you know, I went to a really good school. I did very well. I had a really good job, you know, so they're happy. They actually, you know, went along with it. So I have nobody. I just reached out to the last two people I could think of today who I haven't seen in years, but, you know, I still haven't heard back from either of them, and I'm thinking that it's probably not likely that I will.
Do they monitor, like, your emails and things like that?
Yeah, everything, all my computer activity. They're listening to this phone call. You know, when I had a place to live, they broke in. They installed all kinds of illegal surveillance devices, and then I moved a few times. I put all my stuff in storage, and I started renting rooms to save money, and they did the same things there, and they had other people, you know, harass me at those places and try to intimidate me. They have people here at the motel, you know, they'll bang on the outside of the walls, you know, nonstop. They'll, you know, do all kinds of things to try and intimidate me. It's never ending, you know, and now I'm just at the point where, I mean, I can stand up to all that, but I just have no place to go. They've stopped me from getting any kind of employment, you know, which means I can't get a decent place to live. I can't support myself.
Wow, this is a tough one.
Have you ever thought about just moving from the entire place and just getting out of there?
That's what I did. This was in New York, and I came up to Massachusetts where I'm from, and they just followed me. They want to destroy me because I know so much about them. And they think that I'm the only one who knows about them. You know, they think that my saying that they're being investigated is, you know, they think that they have inside contacts and, you know, and of course, you know, the FBI and all them, they're going to encourage them to believe that, which puts me in an even tougher situation. So I keep, you know, fighting for myself, and the more I fight for myself, the more they come after me. But they're you know, even when I stop, they'll come after me anyway because they want to get rid of me. Because this is going to destroy their firm. And they're a very large law firm. They have offices all over the country. They have offices in, you know, all over the world.
At this point, all I can really advise is trying to connect with like-minded people that understand you, even if they're not in any position of authority. and try to gather numbers to back you, to help you.
Yeah.
And like I said, I really feel like the next one that can help you is an older female. And I'm not sure how you're going to make that connection, but just continue to pray on it, to use your abilities to draw that to you. And our love and our...
Well, if you know of anybody who has space that I could, you know, work for somehow, I would be willing to do that. But I tried doing that myself, and every time I reach out, you know, because they monitor all my activity and they contact people, and, you know, I never hear from them.
You know what?
What is your actual job that you do? Oh, sorry, Donna.
I was a paralegal, and I was actually trying to transition out of that back into my creative stuff because I had a lot of writing stuff, and before all this kind of blew up, I was trying to get away from that law firm because it was just hell working there, and there was just so much criminal activity, and I didn't want to be a part of it, and I didn't want to be around those people, so I was trying to transition back into creative stuff, and before I was able to do that, this all blew up. And
Well, when you get a chance, go to the Psychics Gone Wild website and go under my name, you know, Mrs. David. Click on that. Send me an email.
Okay. And I'm sorry, which one are you again?
Mystic Haven.
Okay.
All right. Send me an email. You don't have to send any kind of detail. You know, you don't have to do that. But just send me an email. Okay.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Thank you, Cynthia.
All right,
Cynthia.
Thank you. And I'm just wondering what other animals are around me, because I know I usually have a lot of animals around me.
Well, I also saw a duck around you. I saw like a little tribe of ducks, and it seems to me that they're coming in to give you, you know, some nice support. They mean fertility, metaphorically or literally. It's time, and they're telling you to have a little more fun right now in this time of turmoil, so that you can release any of these pent-up emotions that you've been suppressing. Do whatever is necessary to find emotional comfort right now rather than denying that as for yourself, you know what I mean?
And also,
it says that it's the beginning of a new cycle, either work or relationship, and you need help moving through some of these difficult emotional entanglements. You know what I mean? Like, you need support. Like, what I was seeing visually while you were talking also was you were holding hands in a like a circle, like a group of people, of like a spiritual group or some kind of group where they're holding on, where you're all holding hands in a circle and kind of chanting or praying or you know what I mean?
And yeah, that's what I see when I meditate, actually.
Oh, good, yeah.
That's what I've been feeling more of lately, because the last 2 weeks I've been able to get back into meditating, and that's the energy that I feel, so that's kind of the image that comes
good.
Through.
Good. Okay. So, yeah, and so, anyway, that's what I was seeing the duck for you, so hang in there and take care, and Dawn will help you out, too, here.
All right.
We'll be praying
thank you,
for
thank
you.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
For sure.
Okay.
Good night.
Well, we're down to 90 seconds, so.
Ooh.
Everybody want,
wow.
Dawn, you want to tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
Oh, sure. They can get a hold of me on the Psychics Gone Wild website. Just look up on the left-hand side, Mystic Haven. Also on Facebook, if you do a search, either look for Spirit of Light Readings or Dawn Mitchell, Mystic Haven, and it'll come up, you know, either one of them. So, and you can find me on there, and that's your best bet.
Thanks. Jan?
I'm on the Psychics Gone Wild website, too, and my email, if anybody wants to email, is jandrake007@hotmail.com, and you can find me just in the Psychics Gone Wild page.
Hey, great. And be sure to follow Psychics Gone Wild. Click that follow button up at the top of the screen there. Get all the upcoming episodes right to your email inbox. We'd like to thank 315 and 347 for hanging in there. We're sorry we didn't get to you. But everybody, Stay Wild tomorrow night, Jethro and Patty. New time, so be sure to follow us.